Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Does she ever blame gas in the house? Like somebody farts and she says, "Jack, hey Captain Jack, did you fart in here?" It's a ghost fart. She probably blames her ass on the ghost, don't you think?
You would.
All right. I want to thank Omaha Tap House.
Is he Captain Jack or?
I just called him Captain Jack.
Because you think it'd be
make me high tonight, right?
Billy Joel there.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Two locations in Omaha.
I don't think he's a captain.
14th and Farnham, 156th and Dodge. Omaha Tap House brought some great food in. We appreciate it. Excellent stuff, man. Excellent. Just had a chicken sandwich.
The studio smells like wings instead of ass.
Yeah, yeah,
man. It's a nice change.
Hang on here.
No.
No.
Iron hole.
It's coming back.
Yeah, it's lunchtime for us. So. Chicken, bacon, avocado tastes pretty good.
That was excellent. Excellent.
David Tell is 53 today.
Happy birthday to Dave. He's great.
He is.
Haven't seen Dave in about 10 years, but he's funny as hell.
He is. We keep hearing about him.
Netflix thing out there?
I think I'm not sure.
He's got something recent that I have yet to see that I should.
A humanitarian group says that U.S. Border Patrol agents are regularly destroying water aid stations in the Arizona desert.
That's not nice. That's how it keeps people alive, man.
A Tucson era organization called No More Deaths.
Oh, that's crazy.
Released a report accusing border agents of kicking, slashing, and dumping plastic gallon containers of water that the group leaves out for migrants crossing the desert to enter the U.S. illegally.
You know what else isn't nice? Is entering the U.S.
Yeah, because these people sometimes bring their kids and let's have them die in the desert.
That's not nice either.
Let's have them die in the desert. That's all that matters to me.
A spokesperson for the group told the Arizona Republic that the vandalism is not the work of a few rogue agents. It is systemic and part of a larger policy.
You know, that's
they have video. Have you seen the video of this?
No.
Well, you know, there's just these gallon jugs of water lined up in the middle of the desert, and these agents come across it and just dump them out, kick them over, slash.
It's not going to stop. That's just
horrible.
They
don't use them for target practice?
That's horrible.
That'd be a little more fun.
I don't get that.
Shooting them up.
That's horrible. You might not let them in the country, I get it, but if they're going to try to make it, at least have them not die. Huh? It's crazy. Am I a libtard for thinking that?
Yeah.
Well, not just for that.
All right. I don't want little Mexican kids dying in the desert, or even adults, for that matter. Is that crazy?
Yes.
It's just crazy.
That's not the point. The point is
that's
American water.
That's right.
And it should only be for Americans.
Damn right. Damn right.
So if you're here you shouldn't be entitled to any of that water.
Right.
Shouldn't be able to even breathe the air.
Nope, not at all. Most of them are rapists anyway, right? Mexicans.
Hey, have you seen the size of their calves?
That's right. Old Iowa Steve King.
That's generally.
Yeah.
Well, those are the drug dealers.
They're the drug dealers.
That have the enormous calves.
Right.
I'm sure there's a way to spot a rapist, too. I think
they're Mexican.
Yeah, their skin is brown.
Yeah. All right, move on.
That's how you're able to tell.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Healthcare professionals. Morons.
The lot of them.
The lot of them.
We got one that calls us every couple weeks.
Man.
Moron. Right. Just to reinforce that
Yale
stereotype.
Yeah. Yale.
Both of those doctorates.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Right.
She's got two.
Spoiling our fun.
Call me when you got three.
Extra dumb.
Extra dumb.
Extra dumb with that second doctorate.
Not to eat Tide Pods and taking away all our fun.
Yeah.
Telling us it's going to burn out our esophagus and we'll never be able to eat again.
Yeah, that would suck. I like eating.
Healthcare professionals have come up with a list of things that you should not touch in order to protect yourself against the flu.
It's a long list.
In a sense, some of these things you just don't think about. The one that you really should avoid is apparently the office water cooler. Experts say don't put your water bottle right on the nozzle when you refill it.
Well, Todd, you're over there. That's how you might have got sick.
No, I do not put the nozzle right on the water. Because if you look at the one down the hallway, they have a little receptacle for whatever water you might spill.
Right.
I don't know what's growing in there.
Oh, the mold holder.
Yeah.
Nobody's cleaned it out?
No.
Okay.
Shocking.
I should. It looks awful. It looks like
what else?
Somebody put a bunch of fish food in there or
what else?
Something.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't dare touch my the nozzle to my water bottle.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. You know what else no one ever does is when the water bottle runs out completely, what you could do is take another water bottle there and put it back on there.
I never get any water out of that.
Pretty easy to do that.
Do you do that sometimes?
There's one guy in the building that does that.
That's you?
And it's me.
Oh, really? Nobody else does that?
I don't
use it. I don't use it.
I come to the empty water bottle.
Right.
And I'm guessing I'm the only guy who ever changes it.
Right.
They need a big, strong man like you, Todd.
That could be it, man.
They also say...
What else shouldn't you touch?
Airplane seat pockets.
Oh.
No.
We all do that.
Yeah, but see...
Touch the pickle.
I'm really...
Can we touch the pickle?
You bet.
In regular life, not that much of a germaphobe, but I always bring some of those wet ones, those disinfectant wipes when I'm on a plane.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, and anything that I might touch, including
the
little magazine pocket, I'll wipe that down.
And the food trays, they say, as well.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, you should.
Anything in your hands
I should do that.
May come in contact with.
Yeah.
The seatbelt, little buttons
on top. They say when you check into a hotel, too, you're supposed to wipe down the phone, not that you ever pick it up, but you might. Or the
light switches,
right.
The remote control.
Yeah.
I want to touch a dog.
Yeah, okay, you can do that if you want.
And the Bible I don't touch, so I don't ever have to wipe that down. Because I have it pretty much memorized.
No,
well, it would burst
Bible
into flames if you touched it.
No, that would have to make it.
What kind
mean
of dog,
something.
Craig?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember?
And he's just throwing, he's thinking about somebody wants to touch for some reason, yelling stuff out here.
Those of us in this room knew that I hadn't actually just said that, so Petey and I are looking at each other. Where'd that come from?
I want to hear that somewhere on a replay, because you're right, that had to sound great. Because I ignored it, because I just played it, I just ignored it.
I said nothing about it. I was just curious. Just Petey and I were curious.
Quiet.
What was that? It didn't touch my throat.
Of course, I know it didn't.
See?
Yeah.
Let's see. Don't touch the subway turnstile.
I do that every day.
And ticket machines. Apparently.
You do that every day. I avoid the subway turnstile every day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Office coffee stations.
Don't touch those! Don't you ever touch my balls without asking.
Office coffee stations, don't go near those things, apparently.
No problem.
How are we supposed to get coffee?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Bring your own.
Yeah. Or can you touch it with your sleeve or your elbow?
That's probably better. And they also say the liquid soap dispensers in restrooms.
So how do you wash your...
Exact.
Some of those automatic ones. You're
hopefully
right,
but, it's automatic.
I'll touch those sinks and then wash your hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, you'd think that's good enough. I'm not sure why they are.
It would be.
Yeah. You got to wash properly. If you don't wash for 30 plus seconds or something like that, it don't matter, right?
Whatever.
I think he knows I'm not turned on by his touch anymore, but he doesn't seem to care.
Right.
He doesn't.
Oh. Right. Any of you homos touch me.
Any of you homos touch me.
I'll give you the flu.
And I'll kill you.
And I'll kill you.
If you don't want the
flu,
it'll
kill you.
Yeah.
Don't touch the salt and pepper shakers in restaurants.
Oh.
And don't touch gym equipment.
So basically anything that doesn't get sanitized constantly, don't touch.
Yeah.
Which is everything.
But here's the thing about touching. It's not about touching. It's about if your hand goes to your mouth. That's where you get sick.
Or your eye.
But yeah, I mean, you can touch a lot of crap. We all do.
Or anything else that's
just try to keep your hand away from your face until it's washed.
Don't touch anything that anyone else might touch.
Right.
Yeah.
Just stay home.
Yeah, I know. These are kind of ridiculous.
No, because somebody else might touch. Your wife might touch the computer keyboard, so you can't touch that.
Yeah, if your wife has a flu, you're going to get it anyway.
Just get in a bubble till April.
How much more to touch me?
Oh, not even April. You got to stay in that bubble year round.
Oh, for the flu. Yeah. I mean, flu season will be over.
Right. Oh, no, then something else will come around.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to get super paranoid.
Yeah, then there's
I do.
Mold spores and allergies.
In the moment.
So you can't touch any of that.
Craig, can I touch your penis?
Don't touch that.
It's flu free.
Right.
It's flu free.
Craig said yes.
Do we know it's flu free?
Craig, can I touch your penis?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, but other people touch that.
Well, just don't put that.
No, they don't.
After
I can pretty much guarantee you that.
It's just like
especially plural. That's just me. Now, granted, I may spend a lot of time there, but it's just me.
Yeah, but you don't know where you've been.
I'm pretty sure where I've been.
We know where he's been.
I know where I am.
Yeah,
but you've touched other things before you've touched that.
Yeah, not even a crazy night at ping pong club. So things get out of hand.
It's a trail.
Not out of hand.
It's a trail that branches out. Everything that you've touched has touched your penis.
All right. I don't know if I like that or not.
What a life.
I could go either way.
Okay, I can wrap it up with this bit.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
Oh, that's the best.
Multiplicity, yes.
Classic.
I love pizza.
Classic.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
Chinese scientists.
They're just called scientists.
I like that line.
I like that bit, too.
Scientists in China,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're smart.
I'm sure they are. Well, they're Asian.
There you go. Yeah, there's no chance. Yeah, they didn't go to Yale.
No, they didn't go to Yale. Well, some of them did, but the dumb ones.
Yeah. Chinese scientists say that a giant laser could eliminate space junk circling the Earth.
Razor.
Yeah.
Yeah, pronounce it like a Chinese guy.
Why don't you and the giant razor
get a room?
Newsweek reports researchers in China believe that space debris could be zapped into smaller, less harmful pieces using space-based lasers.
Makes perfect sense.
It does.
Experts at the European Space Agency say the high-speed debris poses a growing threat to future space missions. The Pentagon worries that China could use the laser to destroy military satellites.
But if you take a satellite...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and blow it into 1,000 pieces, it doesn't even one of those pieces... If one of those pieces comes in contact...
It burns up. Apparently it burns up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
in contact with
up.
The space station, that's still bad news.
Yeah. It is still bad news, but it burns up much more easily.
Okay.
Where'd they have the earthquake? Because a meteor fell. 2.2?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, there was a meteor. They showed them. It made a bunch of
Michigan
cameras.
Michigan or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Like 2.2 on the Richter scale.
People
were driving.
Yeah, there's a couple camera shots of that, just phone shots of it.
Yeah, you can see
it's
the
crazy.
Meteor.
It is crazy.
The sky kind of lights up. Yeah.
Did it hit the ground?
Yeah, some bits of it, they said. Yeah,
must have, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. That's how they proved it was a meteor. People were afraid it was another alien attack.
Yeah, it was a 2-point-something quake.
Right.
Didn't make a giant crater or anything.
No.
No.
No, but there's a lot of little pieces around, they said.
Yeah, the video is great. Just driving down the street, all of a sudden, that would freak you out, man.
It would.
Like a Chinese razor.
Just speaking like people speak. That's why I say potatoes.
Anytime I watch any of their Chinese
when
press
Rome,
conferences, that's how they say it.
It
man.
Is.
So I don't know.
In Japan, you know, they have different food items, different drink items.
Right.
And they have a different Coca-Cola. This particular one is called Coca-Cola Plus.
What's in it?
And they are calling it a health drink.
All right.
According to the Wall Street Journal, it contains a high fiber substance called indigestible dextrin that increases the body's ability to remove waste. They say it's a laxative.
Oh, all right.
This is actually a laxative.
Coke makes you poop.
That's what I wanted
well,
with my Coke.
Like when they
Coke.
Put in indigestible.
Cocaine makes you poop. Yeah. Ask Todd.
When they put indigestible dextrin in it, it is. A press release from Coca-Cola explains that the beverage is designed to help suppress fat absorption and help moderate the levels of triglycerides in the blood.
Does it work? Why don't they sell it here? That's probably not a health drink. It just makes you poop.
Coca-Cola
right?
Plus is the nation's third healthy cola, apparently. This is in Japan. They say the only caveat that they have is if you drink too much, it is in there, then you may have what they say, loose bowels from overconsumption. So don't overconsume. Yeah.
But you got to put all that stuff in there so people keep on buying it.
You got to give them options.
Yeah, I if I look at ingredients.
They say loose bowels.
Yeah, well, if it says anything indigestible. If I look at my food and there's anything on the list of ingredients that says indigestible, I'd probably put it away.
Indigestible dextrin. However, it is a laxative.
Raxative.
And that raxative. Makes sense.
Oh, no. Coca-Cola Plus.
No, it doesn't. But you can't drink water now because your water bottle may have touched the spout.
Oh, did I just do a racism?
Nope. Yeah. Petey did.
I apologize to the Jews.
That's a Chinese guy eating, drinking Coke in China. That's that bit we did there.
Right.
There.
Drinking.
Just in case you tuned in, that's that
indigestible
bit.
Coke.
Yeah, that makes you.
Coke with laxative.
Have the loose bowels.
Roose bowels.
We'll have to ask Andrew Zimmern if he ever drank some indigestible, bizarre foods.
I don't think.
A Chinese Coke is really not a bizarre food.
No, Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Japanese. I'm sorry, Japanese.
Right. Yeah. Look at these.
Generally, they don't give them anything that is not meant for human consumption.
That's in your mind. If you eat it. I mean, a lot of stuff I don't eat is not for me, not meant for human consumption.
No, they don't give him anything that's inedible.
Somebody's eating it. Sure. Oh, no, you're right. Somebody's eating whatever
another
he's
human
eating.
Has eaten it.
But he's also, there's parasites and stuff. He doesn't want it in his belly.
Yeah.
There's stuff he won't eat, he says.
I got to think a lot of
there's
what
stuff
he
laying
eats.
Out. He says stuff that's laying out in streets.
His when they stomach have, ain't used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, he says that could be just festering in bad crap, and so he doesn't eat that.
I often wonder, of the stuff he eats that he's not afraid to eat, that he thinks is safe, food safe, if it still has, a raxative effect on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious. Oh, sure.
That's true.
I'm sure
eating
he's
tripe
had an issue.
Tripe and things like that that are just, woo.
Like Andrew Zimmern on the toilet. Imagine that.
No.
Think about it.
Too late.
With his Viking jersey on.
In places in the world where there's nowhere to wash your hands when you're done.
Yeah.
And no way to flush or fresh.
Or that. Since you people are vile. The Anti-Defamation League says that white supremacists were responsible for most of the extremist-related murders in the United States last year.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
There's a total of 34 killings related to extremism. 18 of those were committed by white supremacists. 9 deaths
but they're not Muslim.
Were attributed
That's all I care
to
about.
Islamic extremists.
A couple of them were pretty good people, too.
The ADL
says the 9 deaths, and 8 of them are the guy that drove the truck, right? The guy in New York City, Were they 8 that died there? Yeah.
2017 was the 5th deadliest year for extremist violence since 1970.
Yeah, white supremacy are on the rise in the United States. That's all I'm going to say.
White people are crazy.
They are. They are. They are. And afraid for some reason.
Yeah.
Very afraid.
Crazy and afraid.
In the morning.
A recent study published in the Journal of Adolescent Health found that many teen girls identifying as either lesbian or bisexual were unaware of the risk of sexually transmitted infections during sex with other women.
Well, it's because they're more afraid of penises, right?
No.
Supposed to tell you that.
He's not afraid.
No, he's actually not. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. He makes fun of other people who are.
Because they really probably don't teach you that in human sexuality.
And that's the key right there.
Right, the dangers of scissoring.
It, they deal with heterosex.
Sure.
And so it doesn't necessarily, the girls apparently shut it off, shut the brain off in a sense, and it doesn't necessarily apply.
Well, they're not worried about
female.
They're obviously not worried about pregnancy, and they're not thinking the other things, and they should be.
Should be.
I think they are teaching more, though. I know that my kids' school is teaching.
Yeah, but there are some communities who get outraged when they teach them about heterosexual sex. Can you imagine how crazy, how out of their minds they would go if they acknowledged homosexuality?
Screw those people.
The team were surprised at the overall lack of knowledge about safe sex practices with female partners, noting that this may have arisen due to heterosexually focused sex education. According to the CDC and P, while all women have specific health risks, lesbian and bisexual women are at a higher risk for certain diseases than other women. And so, they say, use of barrier protection with female partners, gloves, condoms, and latex or plastic barriers.
Three things I masturbate with.
Like a first baseman's glove.
Right. A big old mitt.
Too much leather.
See, it sounds like a good, safe time to defund Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Infrequent in all studies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already
It's all
know,
about Jesus. Just follow Jesus and you're fine.
Yeah. Sounds like they're getting plenty of education.
Oh, so you basically need those Naked Gun full-body condoms.
Well, for everybody, for that matter.
You know, head to toe.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands, Craig. We got a break coming up.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Then I'll be ready to go. Music was going right.
But if you come back, you got to go wash your hands again.
You're fast.
Yes, I am.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.